Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. What do you think would be the answer if you went to the average person and asked, was Jesus Christ the first Christian? Would it surprise you to know that millions of Americans think Christ was a Christian? They have forgotten, or they never knew, that the word Christian means a follower of Christ. How could Christ be a follower of Christ? Besides, Jesus did not live one day, not one day, under the new covenant. Every moment from the time he was born to the Virgin Mary until he ascended to the Father was spent under the law of Moses. The people to whom our Lord spoke were required to keep the law of Moses or suffer the consequences. Our Lord often criticized the Jews, both Pharisees and Sadducees, for misinterpreting and misapplying the law of Moses. But he never objected to any of the Old Testament's teaching, nor did he ever deny they came from God Almighty. Matthew 23 furnishes some of the most severe criticisms of the hypocrisy of the Pharisees to be found anywhere in the Bible. But Jesus did not on that occasion, or on any other, object to the Pharisees' emphasis on the keeping of God's law. Then Jesus spoke to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not. Matthew 23:1-3. Our Lord was not questioning the Pharisees' use of the Old Testament. He was objecting to their teaching it to others, but not themselves paying much attention to it. Jesus reached the same conclusion in his great Sermon on the Mount. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:19. After all, how could the Son of God have any criticisms of the Word of God? Jesus knew what God the Father wanted to accomplish by giving the law of Moses. He instructed his own disciples and other people of his day to keep that law faithfully, every jot and every tittle. Some of our religious neighbors believe Christians should observe the Sabbath and keep it holy, by which they mean Saturday, not Sunday. One of the arguments runs somewhat as follows. Jesus Christ is our great example. He kept the Sabbath holy. Therefore, his followers also should keep the Sabbath holy. You should be able by now to see the fallacy in that argument. Jesus is our great example. But he lived every moment of his life under a different covenant. Not only did Jesus keep the Sabbath and urge all others to do so, he also offered animal sacrifices, burned incense, kept the Passover, and perfectly obeyed every statute and every commandment of the law of Moses. Are we to keep the law because Jesus did? You can readily see through the weakness of the Sabbatarians' argument. Jesus was preparing his own immediate disciples and others for the coming kingdom. He knew they ought to obey the commandments of the law so long as they lived under the law. If they did not, they would be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. If they did keep the commandments of the first covenant, they would be called great in the kingdom of heaven. But now that we live under the new covenant and not under the old, we are to obey Jesus Christ and his apostles. God the Father said concerning Christ, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Matthew 17:5. May I urge you to confess your faith in Jesus as the Son of God, and to obey the Lord in baptism to have your sins washed away and to be a member of the new covenant. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.